It's now time for the program, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to Sluggy Dan. Good evening, sir.
My name is Aries Pat. You got me? Roman.
Try a different one, Slugs.
Yes, Tabby Hobie Sono.
Fantastic.
That is what he's talking about. Manners and respect. Good evening. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. It is 6:30 p.m. It is 6:30 p.m. I want from like 4th. Give me, look for billboard there for me, Ollie. How are you feeling this evening, people? This is the last lap. Crop over there. Monday, crop over there. We're starting at Warrens and going down to the Mighty Griner Highway tomorrow at Botanical Gardens from 6 p.m. is Soca 4.0. You have Team Lil Rick, Team Edwin, you got Team TC, you got Team Mr. Blood, you got Team Peter Ram. Loving it. Soca 4.0, saluting those icons. And you see, you got Team Mikey coming on as well. Soca 4.0, National Botanical Gardens. I'm going to tell you lots more about that. I'm going to tell you who's on the various teams as the show go on. At the top of the show, then just take about 5-7 minutes and, you know, speak to some gentleman that flew into Barbados today. They only not too long landed at the airport. They're holding a free summer camp in Barbados at UWI. The summer camp is for youth. It's for all the youth. It's absolutely free, you know. I love it, the circus vibe. You're learning skills and tricks and learning much more, you know, practicing discipline and so on. So I'm absolutely loving that vibe. They will come on and tell you about that. They're joining via Zoom, Ollie, so you can look for them already. Let me know if they're here as yet, and as soon as they come on, we will tell them. I want to hear though how you feel about the competition. 4341790, 4341790. I got about 7 messages asking me, Sluggy, how you feel about Terry placement. What do you think about Terry's placement? You know, in the tank, she was such a big hit in the tank. Every night in the tank, she got on course, double on course. She did really well in the tank. And then come to the finals and can't come in the top 5, can't come in the top 6. They are asking me what I think went wrong, what I think happened. You know, last year, she was awesome as well and placed very low. Asking me what I think seems to be the problem because they can't put their hand on it. I love any discussions. Of course, I'm willing to have that discussion. I don't mind. Some people were extremely surprised at Billboard's placement, but Billboard is always professional. Billboard is always consistent, and Billboard is a first class, top class musicians and knows what the judges want and understand criteria extremely well. So I always expect Billboard to do well, you know. So big ups to Billboard. Third place was Quan D. Quan sang a new song, a song for the first time that no one knew, and still come in the top 3. I want to know how you feel about Quan's placement last night and who you had, either AC or iWeb. Let me know how you think. Remember when I dropped the tune? When Ollie and I dropped the tune on here a couple weeks ago, you know, some people weren't really feeling the tune, you know, some callers calling. So I want to know how you think, you know, that he won, especially my girl from St. James. You know, I want my girl calling. 4341790, Wesley on the outside. Big ups to my brethren, Wesley. I want to hear you how you feel about this competition. How you feel about the results last night? 4341790. Remember, Soca 4.0 is coming up tomorrow at Botanical Gardens. All you got, Billboard there. Pull it. We can take a listen. Take a listen to Billboard. That's from the finals or that's from recording?
It's a recorded one.
Oh, let me go. Let me go.
Hard I try, sometimes I can't understand the wayward ideology propagated by man. Cause sadly man can truthfully diagnose his own self, or he would realize that he has poor mental health. How could a man believe that he evolved from an ape, or that a big bang created solar system and this landscape? To hang a star or sun, man don't know where to start. Yet he feel he's smart. He feel he's smart. When man so foolish, but feel he's so wise. Yet right in front baby's life so haughty. Aeroplanes, but can't fabricate a sky. Man can't recreate fish, nor the sea, don't care how he try. Man made contacts and spectacles, but cannot make an eye. Man can't give himself life, and don't know when he will die. Still man overestimates his own ability, and feel that he has the and suffer humanity. He don't realize that in the grand scheme is just a small part. So he feel he's smart. He feel he's smart. Man so foolish and lacking in common sense, but claiming intelligence because he say he following the science. Man so foolish, but feel that he's so astute. Of me not to make acknowledgement of man's many advances and all of his achievements. But as man makes one step forward, five steps backward he goes. Man has become expert at sinking down to new lows. Man manufactures guns and bombs to kill his own self, and develop all kind of drugs to damage his own health. In his own extinction, man played the greatest part, yet he feel he's smart. He feel he's smart. But man so foolish, I feel that he's so savvy, but he is too blind to see. Man is his own worst enemy. Man so foolish, but feel that he's so clever. He don't need God, he knows better. But man causing great disaster, cause he don't realize he's inferior, and there's a power that's greater when compared to the creator. Man foolish, man foolish, man foolish. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah.
Yes, yes, we have my peoples coming in now on Zoom. They're ready now for the Zooming. You have a quick chat with them that then give you the information about the camp, you know. 434-1790. Corey Worrell on the outside lockdown. Corey, I know you might have not gotten to listen to the show, but you want to hear what was your predictions before the finals, and when you woke up and heard the results, what was the most surprises to you? For me, I watched the show and Terry was surprising to me. Her placement is surprising. I want to hear your thoughts, your predictions before and after the show, what you thought about the results. 434-1790. And if you yourself as a Christian, Corey, would one day decide to come and join and come in the competition and spread the word of God through the competition if that is something you would do. 4341-790, keeping the lines open, especially for you. 434-1790. They have a summer camp coming up in Barbados at UWA. It's going to be absolutely free. It's coming up very, very soon. I'm going to give you some information about that summer camp. And salutes to everyone out there. We just hope to have your summer camps going, you know, doing great work out there in the communities. Shout outs to everyone out there doing it. Big ups to Mr. Clarence Ford. The Barbados Circus Camp. Barbados Circus Camp. We have a caller. 434-1790. Want some callers. Come join the circus August 8th to August 19th at Summer Camp. Renowned Canadian Circus Camp. And it is ages 11 to 17. Have about 13 more spaces free. Ages 11 to 17. You know, social circus program. Transform youth. Developing their confidence, you know, and their resilience, courage, and integrity. All that you learn at this circus camp. You know, it's called Square Circle. Blue Escape is the company. Square Circle, ages 11 to 17. Ages 11 to 17. And it is August 8th until August 9th. August 8th until August 19th. Listen again, peoples. This camp is absolutely free for children 11 to 17 years old. Come join the circus. August 8th to August 19th. This is not an animal circus. This is where you learn new skills and tricks and develop confidence building and resilience and so on. It's not animal circus. And we absolutely approve of this. And shout out to the National Peace Program as well, who's one of the partners of this. You can follow the National Peace Program on all social media platforms. We are coming to every single community. We want all the youth looking to start a business, looking to open a business, looking to help get finance with your business. You're looking to get into polytechnic, all skills training. You got projects in the community you want to do, in farming, sporting projects you want to do, projects for at-risk youth you want to do. You know, business persons in the community coming to every single community in Barbados, and they want every single one. You can WhatsApp me, 8324365, 8324365. If you got anything at all in the community you want to do, any young person, especially 35 and under, you can WhatsApp me, 8324365. All you say, we have a caller. Good evening, welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Talk to me.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, please.
First time calling.
Nice, thank you.
I love Terry's song from the starting to the ending, and I'm sorry that she didn't get in.
She didn't get in? She get in?
She get in, yes, right? Well, I'm sorry she didn't play for Aya.
Oh, yes, know? Yes. I was more surprised as well.
Yes, her song was very, very good. Was very good.
Yes, and you had Terry in your top three, I figure.
Yes, either two or three.
Well, either two or three. Has she that high? Nice. Yeah, I thought she would have come in the top two. I thought she would have come out there in the top five somehow.
Yeah. When I wake up this morning to hear that, I was so vexed.
Yeah, her but place. I got to the places
now too. That song. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But I hope, I sincerely hope that it does not discourage her.
Yeah.
I hope that it does not discourage her. I hope that it does not discourage her at all. I hope that she keep coming, because she's a young lady.
Yes, sir.
And she's super talented. You know what I mean? And she sounds well. She performs well. She graces the stage well. So I truly hope that it does not discourage her at all. Where are you calling from, ma'am?
I'm calling from right in Barbados. I'm married and living here.
I mean, it's Paris, ma'am. I know you're calling from home.
Pilgrim Road,
Pilgrim Road, Christchurch. Shout outs to everyone in Christchurch. This caller, was your name? You give me your first name. They ain't got to know your whole name.
Name is June.
Hmm?
June,
right. Man, she turning red in background, huh? You know, you're listening to yourself?
Hold on, no. The radio fire for me. I'm going
to
turn it.
Go and turn it down, mommy. Talk to you, June from Pilgrim Road in Christchurch. Got me about all here laughing. 4341790. June said that she had Terry in her top three. And she said even her top two or three. But Terry in place. I got to check Terry's placement from last night. it got Terry's placement from last. Let me make sure to check this placement to give the correct placement. Terry, you know, show congratulations to Iweb. Big, big congrats to Iweb, Ian Webster, who plays first, of course. Adrian Clark plays second. Quan was third. Billboard was fourth. John Yard was fifth. Crystal was sixth. Mr. Blood was seventh. Donella was eighth. Nika was ninth. Natalie.
No, them girls do good.
Yes, man.
They always a favorite thing. It always do.
Good evening. This is a different caller. All you patching? I heard a different voice.
This is June.
Just June. Talk to me,
yes.
June.
Yes. Everybody sound good, but still, I just love Terry. Terry and Donella.
Yes.
Donella came eighth, and Terry came 11th.
Okay, that's really good for them, so we can't do nothing about it.
Yes, we can't do nothing about it.
I'm blessed.
Yes, I agree. We got more callers. Big ups to June. Biggest to June from Pilgrim Road. June, thank you. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. How you like the finals? How you like the placements? Talk to me. How you like the venue, the setup, the atmosphere? Talk to Uncle Sluggy.
You talking to me?
Yes, please.
Yes, man. I dealing with the persons that sing.
Yeah.
The women especially.
Yeah.
Do a good job.
Yes.
Very good job. Some the men too, but the women is too short. They cut the too long down.
Pardon? Say that again?
They cut them. They put the too low. Donella and the other girl there that you talk her name.
Yeah, Terry.
Terry was really nice. And I don't know how to get them so it's favorable and everything. So
you feel? Let me check here. Donella was eighth. And Terry was 11th. You feel that...
Terry should be up a little more.
Where would you have placed Terry?
I would put Terry like 1, 2, 3, even 4.
Even 4 where Billboard is? Billboard came 4th. So you would say that, in your opinion, Terry was better than Billboard last night?
Well, I like Billboard too. That sounds what I don't like.
Right. So in your opinion, Terry was better. You listen or you watch?
I listen to everything that finished.
Were you listening on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, live might have been different. That is why on live, Billboard might have performed better.
Better.
On the night, you never know.
Another tune there that the boys sing. He get number 10. Is the girl's son.
Ross?
Ross, I like Ross' song. I dance so bad. Ross.
Yeah, Ross came 17th.
Oh, Lord, he hard, man. I really call for that tune all the time.
Yes, hard done. But how you like the winner, though, Iweb? You think Iweb had it gone hands down?
Well, I always say the second man.
Adrian Clark?
Adrian. I always say Adrian maybe first.
Oh, so you had Adrian first, Iweb second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Adrian first, Iweb second. Well, you had it close. Where are you calling from?
I come from Christchurch.
Okay, Christchurch. Nice. And what's your first name?
My name is June.
June? Okay, big up June again from Christchurch. Again, big up June. Ollie, let me go to the next caller. Ollie, dump it. Good evening. Please,
good evening, Sluggy.
Please turn off your radio.
Okay.
Ollie, mute that person, please.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Yes, please. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, talk to me. You put on Bluetooth?
Yes, I am. Bluetooth?
You on Bluetooth? Yeah. Or you got your phone up on speakerphone or something?
I'm in my car.
Oh. Yeah. Pick up your phone, please.
I have the phone picked up now.
Yes, please. Talk to me. How you feel about the place? How you feel about the placements? How you feel about the placements? How you feel about the venue? Talk to me.
I feel good about the placements.
Not getting that person, Ollie. You gotta dump that call. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme.
Manners and respect.
Manners and respect. Who what's your first name and where you're calling from?
This is Meg, Sluggy.
Meg?
Mags.
So Mags, and you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Christchurch.
Oh, Mike's from Christchurch last night. The placements, Iweb, Mr. Iweb on his fourth pick. Pickery Crown salutes to A-Web. A wonderful performance. Adrian Clark, second. Quan, third place. Billboard, fourth. John Yard, fifth. Talk to me. How you feel about...
No, I went to Botanical Garden with AC as my king.
Right, but on the night after...
After I saw the performance, uh-huh. He was even more my king.
Woo! What are you saying?
I said Adrian King and I-Web.
Adrian King, Adrian Clark.
Adrian Clark, AC, and
so you had Adrian Clark in first place.
In first place, yes.
And I-Web second.
I-Web second, yes. Woo. And after I see that stunning performance that AC put down, I said, "Whoa, nobody could have beat him." But then when I get the results, it was a different something. But I want to know why Terry was so lower down. Terry did a good... I am not a judge. You know, I don't know what the judge looks for. I don't know what the judges look for. But I was saying that I would have had Terry a little higher. Even Raheem and... I didn't have John Yard so high at this. I had he about 8th or something. So
yeah, John Yard came...
He came fifth. Right. Billboard didn't have he at 4th neither.
Oh... Yeah, I had Billboard at fourth.
No, I didn't have him at fourth.
So where you had Terry?
I had Terry up, probably Terry about fourth up in there, that fourth. But I had Terry up in there all the time.
I had Terry in my top five.
Yeah, up there, I had Terry up there. That's his gospel true. I had it there.
Yeah, she was good, you know?
Very, that performance was excellent.
Yeah, it was cat piss and pepper about there.
What? It was real cat piss and pepper.
Yeah, pizza, pepper boat.
It was great. Another thing, what happened is I got a tweet. I'm not a brass. That's called a thing. But I got a tweet about the time that it took to get in the venue yesterday. Yesterday was there. And then all this long time you went there. So then you see the police no sweeping, the thing, the lights didn't put up at the thing, the scanner and this. A whole set of things was this about 2 hours waiting to get in.
Oh, so you prefer the Oval? You prefer Kensington Oval?
You know, it changes with time. They say we don't like changes. I'm not saying nothing. I ain't really see nothing wrong with the venue. I ain't really see nothing wrong with it, but I just mean that. But it would be... Mr. Finger came. He came and said that a lot of work was going on there before and thing. But I mean that you could... Somebody could come and tell you something. All the big long line with this, everybody there, so waiting, and then they're telling you excuse after excuse. Every minute was excuse after excuse coming.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because I leave home about 4 o'clock or so, and then to for 8 o'clock, so I wanted to go and get a good parking, because you know how parking is, so I leave home early. Mm-hmm. And then when you get there, so to find out all of these little hiccups and thing, but... I like the venue. I say I like the venue. I like it.
Oh, nice.
It's good. Spacious and everything. The space and everything. You know, the space and everything. Everything was good. Everything was spot on.
Right. So you loving the venue?
Yeah, I love the venue.
And it's Mike's type. People probably calling from again, huh?
I tell you, calling from Paris. Ollie, tell look, you ain't calling from
Paris. I tell the people, this is radio. This is radio. You got to talk to you. You want me to tell them?
To me. Sluggy, listen to me. Once before when you first come on a rhythm, I used to be calling you every week. Manners and respect.
Are you done with me? Mike's don't start me, because you're done with me.
I ain't done with you, but see what happens. You get over popular and they can't get into you.
Yeah, but man, I thankful for that. I got bigger people like you, because you know before when it was just you and a few people.
Yeah.
You know me when I have my back, so my head, it can't my head swell.
Always got you back. Always.
Ollie, read it. I can't see me showing me. Read it.
Always there.
Yes,
I'm always there.
That's what you're talking about. I know you appreciate the love. Shout outs to my girl, Mike's, and all the type people parts you from again.
Paris Land.
Big up Mike's from Paris Land, man. I love it. Mike's, you know, I love you to all.
I love you to all, too.
Yeah, you know that. Oh, you know that.
Stand there, Sluggy.
Yes.
All the manners and respect I with you.
Man, I will. And I appreciate the love. Shout outs to my girl, Grace. Over there in my Lord's Hill. Grace, bigger yourself, you sweet lady. Have a great evening and thanks for keeping it locked on. Mwah. We got Mr. Corey Worrell on the line and another caller. Ollie Patrick all too, because we got Ahanjay and we got Cam Carol Av Padmo on the Zoom too. Ollie, we having a hot evening. We get to 10 to 8. Good, good. That we talk about. And I have some people that can come and give us some information quickly. Ollie, we got a free camp going on. These people come from Canada. I'm putting on a camp free for the youth, 11 to 17 years old, Ollie. And it is FRWE. We can bring them on in just a minute. Please mute the Zoom. We're getting some noise again, lots of noise. Mute the Zoom, please. And whoever the noise coming from, tell them fix that. And no noise this evening, we're getting hot. Mr. Corey Worrell, before the finals, I want to hear what was your top five. I am telling you, listen, I tell you good evening. Thanks for calling in, but I'm putting you right in the hot seat. Before the finals, what was your top five in your mind?
Good. So before the finals, I listed my top five on Facebook.
Yes.
My top five was IWEB.
Yes.
ASC.
Two.
Donella.
Three.
Terry.
Four.
John Yard.
Yes. Well, you get John Yard right. John Yard coming the fifth. But Terry,
you get three.
But John Yard came, Terry came 11th, and Donella came 8th. What was the most surprising to you when you wake up?
Let me just put some things in perspective for those who are listening.
Yes,
I
please.
I did not watch the finals.
Yes.
So I am not commenting based on what was on stage, right? But when I got it in the morning, I got it around 4, and I got it around 2. 2 o'clock.
Yes.
3 o'clock. Check my phone. I saw that IWEB won. Right. Now,
standard.
At that point in time, I only knew who was the top four.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know who were the rest.
Yes.
Now, when I saw where Terry played, right, and where Donella played,
yeah,
I was like, this serious. So
yeah.
I said to myself, you know, I cannot comment because I have seen none of the performances.
Yes.
So what I did, I started browsing social media, went to Nation. I went everywhere looking to see if persons were saying that Terry made a mistake or Donella did something wrong. Or,
yes.
You know, up to now, I ain't seen none of that, you know. I still do not understand. And remember, I have not watched it. But because of the consistency of Donella over the years, right, I am very surprised just alone by that.
And let me tell you this now, right? Like for me now, what I would like is not I want. What I need is at least one of these Saturdays a judge or judges come in who judged before.
Yeah, and tell us what they're looking for.
And let me and other musicians or people that study the art form of calypso for at least 2 decades, they got 20 years. Studying calypso consistently. You can't be just hearing about it sometimes, playing it sometimes. It means something like studying it on a deep level. So me not being fortunate to be in police band for 1999, like, and had a choice, had to study it on a deep level. And some of the greatest men in calypso art form when it comes to, especially when it comes to arrangers like Keith Ellis or Andy Williams, you know, or Lynch Field Nurse, you know, and now you got the conductor of the band, who's Andrew Lynch, you know, he played with all the men for 17 years. So me know it would explain with my expertise what I think the criteria means and how I will break down and understand criteria.
But that's the thing, Sluggy. All right, so let me go back to 3 weeks ago when I was on the show with you. You remember that gentleman that called in and said that he read song in a top song and he don't think he can go far. And both of us said this man, he got to be crazy.
Every area when it comes to the criteria, IWEB song knocks off the box. And then
and that's the thing, you know, IWEB, I tell people this man is a genius.
Yeah, he is.
This man is this man is so vicious when it comes
to
competition.
He's ahead of the game.
Yes, he wrote a song for the competition.
Yeah.
People go understand Billboard too, right? Billboard is so smart. Billboard is so smart in how he arranged and wrote this song.
Billboard,
so the other thing too, right?
Billboard thing, right? Yeah. My thing with Billboard, right, is that Billboard coming in the competition for a message. You see, if Billboard come in the competition for the competition, it'd be all over too, you know, called Billboard and he. But Billboard has come specifically with a message.
He represented the Christian faith consistently.
Right, you know what I mean? But with Billboard writing skills, and you know, and bravery, we all know.
And he's a musician too, you know. People don't understand.
Right,
he's just the writing.
No, he's great. He's a top class musician. But for the competitions don't care about that. You see, if you got lyrical content and you're brave and you know to put it over, You know, that is bid very well in this competition. You ain't gonna be the greatest musician. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Bike beat Gabby more than Gabby beat Bike. And Gabby's one of the best musicians we could ever see, one of the best singers ever. You know what I mean? Bike would come and talk sweet. But Bike beat enough. So you got no competition, and that's, I find that's what a webmaster, people like a web and Mikey, you know, they got certain men you can see and tell, these men study the art of war, boy. These men know the opponent, yes. They may know the enemy.
And their approach competition, different to their approach, let's say, music just for people.
You get what I mean?
They're two completely different things. Yeah, so let me show something. I want to say this for those artists that are listening, right?
Yeah.
And what you need to record your music is important. Before the 18 finalists were named, in my opinion, Billboard Song Foolish was not being played as often on the radio. You see, from the time that 18 come out, every day you was hearing that song over and over.
To the
point that my 10-year-old daughter told me she back in Billboard to win. Because they were hearing the song over and over. But my man AC, as you know, AC is my favorite Californian. Came second. I would say that technically, Ayweb came both first and second since AC song was about Ayweb.
AC, like for me now, watching competition over years, I know AC would have done very well. You know, could have even won.
Of course.
But I know if it was anybody else singing that song, even if the performer is good as he, the one that plays that high. You know what I mean? Like is. Yes, he's got a lot of license, and he's extremely great performer.
Excellent.
So you know what I mean. Anybody's come and sing a whole song about a war man. You know what I mean. We know that ain't really that lyrical, but
I want to quote a line in AC's song, and that's in the Big Bad Rap. He says, "There ain't nothing stopping Anansi from winning the crown again this year."
Yeah.
So we'll say so what happened. That was an AC song, you know.
AC knew. AC knew. It could be in a couple.
You see that boy
it could have been a couple too, because you know he ain't cut his tail.
You get called AC to come for you.
AC ain't want them. I mean, he challenged AC enough things. AC got right, don't he? Pecans for the finals. What he's doing, them challenging me, I ain't going there.
So you entering next year?
In competition?
Yeah.
That is too much, dog. Like, that is too much. If my name wasn't how it is now, I would have entered. But how my name is now, I can't enter. I see competition match a lot of people, boy. I see people come in competition perfect and make no mistakes. And based on criteria, they should have scored perfect and all. But, you know, to come forth, I think it's Sheldon Hope. I see Sheldon Hope sing about 4 years. And Sheldon Hope was perfect, but I know he didn't get win. If that was me, I would have cried so bad, like, although, you know, because, like, you know, if you yourself, the crowd got something to do with it. You can't win the show without mashing at the crowd, and you know that, you know what I mean? You will find
but it. It can't be that, no. If you're talking about crowds, and again, I didn't watch it, but listening to how people score, if the crowd had an impact, how Terry gets a look.
Terry ain't getting no forward. Terry want to get forefront. She people are front to the crowd.
The people
in the crowd ain't get on bad no name. The people in the crowd get on bad for ESC, Ayweb, you know what I mean? And then every boss get a little sprinkle. It was just ESC and Ayweb last night. And we have a hand here on the inside who I'm watching. Alf, say good evening, Alf, and a hand here, please.
Good evening.
Good evening, Alf. Thanks for joining. I had your ladies first. What was the most surprising to you last night when you heard the announcements of the places? Because we watched a good couple before you went on to your Friday morning, so you got to see almost all of the show. What was the most surprising to you?
No surprises at all, really. No surprises. I think that the judges did a pretty good job in terms of the placements.
Yes, please. Go again. I didn't hear that.
You can hear me now?
Yes, please. I can hear you now, ma'am.
Right. I was saying that I had no surprises at all in terms of when I saw the final placements.
You talk first. Oh, so you had the top four. You had Billboard 4th, John Yard 5th?
Billboard delivered. Like I said, coming up to the finals, I did not have him in my personal top five, but he,
on the
I
night,
can say that he's most
after,
deserving.
Right, after you see the performance. Yeah, and yeah. I find a lot of people were surprised at Terry, but the most people were surprised at Terry's placement. I think that because of how good the song was doing, how good the song was doing on the season, you know, and it playing a lot. Which is a funny thing, you know, a song gets so much forward and then you come and perform so good and then you don't place at all. It could be very, very daunting. But you find a lot of people was surprised. But to me,
Bloody.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. What would you say was Terry's downfall, if you could find one? What would you say from watching her performance would have caused her to fall so low down?
All right, again, so we're taking out for it because I ain't just give my opinion. I ain't give what I see it on looking at competition over years. Like, you know, like if you're in Terry camp, you could pinpoint what she ain't doing. Because, you know, in finals, sometimes you can't only study criteria. You know what I mean? It's a science to this thing. If you just study criteria.
I can listen from the radio, so I gotta go.
No problem. Thanks a lot for calling in, my brother. And you know, I appreciate the support at all times. Yes, please, Alf. You can go to Alf and then the court, and then we got the phone lines going hot. Good evening, Alf. Did you watch or listen to the finals last night?
Yeah, I took it in, both watching and listening. And I'm using that because as a theater practitioner, what I was watching for was different now what the average man might be looking for. And I must say that a lot is to be done in terms of the use of props, the overuse of props, the abuse of props. By that I mean,
that is interesting.
You could close your eyes and realize that there had about six or seven persons there had all white, that are clashing with the light setting. You had nearly every performer wanted to use dancers, and you wonder, was dancing, dancers needed?
In this,
everybody wanted to go to the screen, was it needed? So you see, when you look at effective use of props, people use these because they were there and, oh, let me do this. I want dancers, but could the song have worked better without dancers? So it became like everybody doing the same thing. Then if a prop is supposed to be symbolic or literal, again, these are theater things. There's a show that is going on. If you are using a prop to say the same thing that was being on stage, it's a duplication. But if your prop brings alive the piece, that is where you would go superior. Let me understand that this is where
Ollie, I've gone deep, boy. I love it. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, 6:30 p.m. Let me go, Alfie. Let me go.
This is where the theater is, and a lot of them lack theater. Let me be real. A lot of them lack theater. The fella that decided that his stage presentation enhanced and added value to his song is the one that rose to the top.
Nice.
And I'm saying, I knew from a week before in my head, oh, I know this performer here, that's why I can use this. Ain't necessary, you know? I gotta get, so there was no crap lend itself to it. Then you're coming, you have to also study that. This is done in a type of amphitheater. How would this look on stage? This is different than performing in your political thing. And did you really speak to the lighting tech? Not just to tell him you want blue or red lights, but to ask, would you sure that red will work good here?
Yeah,
then when you look at what you are wearing, how is it bringing out your personality, the personality in the song? All of these things. So I when I look at the theater element of it, it concerned me a great deal. Also, listen to me good.
Yes, please.
A song must have an intro, body, conclusion. Some of them were just there. And so therefore, the links between the lines were not clear. And some of the songs, therefore, needed what I call finishing. They were good concepts. But you understand treatment of teams. Because when we think of social commentary, and somebody said someplace, we can still got this thing, it got to be about politics. It ain't got to be about that. So people might be surprised that a Coupe Dance song would get in. I wasn't surprised.
Nah, can't be.
You're right, because you're like, what, did he tell a story?
Yeah,
was that story developed? You have to look at that. Was the story developed?
I have Cooper Down to do well.
Good. So I am very, very concerned about use of props in theater. When you look at what Webster did, Webster brought the element of surprise and the mystery about it. The man used a simple band chorus and changed a key there to go behind the screen and come back in about 12 seconds, change into the Anansi character. Let me ask that, that's theater here.
That is theater. From that moment, that when you know, then AC could come and do the BT just so, is when Aweb totally buy into Adrian Clark singing about he, Aweb went into it. And you know, and if you know Aweb be over the top. So AC ain't gonna come and do that on stage. That can be over that. Aweb is care everything over the top, which has always worked for him. He's always had that pizzazz. Right.
So when you look at two men at the top, both who can sing, both who can phrase, both who would have won before.
Both who's performers. Great performers.
Perform.
Got Adrian so, easy neither.
Lyrically, the men were sung. Let me look at that.
Yeah.
Musically, the men had it because Calypso, a good Calypso comes back at you. Now, it's it always the ka-ka-ka? That is why a Billboard was sneaking, you know why? Because a Billboard song was cleverly written. And if you understand that style of writing, go back to somebody like Invader number 3, where years ago people say, wait, how Invader up there? You tell me, you know what?
Because
he developed the story.
He was sneaking
and it spoke to an aspect of mankind. We got to understand that. So that type of song would rise up there among all the rest that seem like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah, and lyrically, the only way you could fault Billboard lyrically, if you really listen to these songs, you know, these songs written on a very, very deep level.
Of course. Now, for me personally, let me go with my personal hat. I had two relatives in there, and I wanted them to do well. I mean, at the end, everybody's wanted relatives to do well. Donnell is my cousin, therefore, by extension, her son is my family.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I wanted them to do well. I think that Donnella brings that level of class to a performance.
Donnella is pure class.
Kira, I would have taught her at Springer School. So I want her to do well. Of course, she still has to grow. And then they're wrong with that. What I like too is that a Cooper Dan, who has that crossover type thing, where that song was not written intentionally for competition, because that song is a buzz song in every fact nowadays, you know. That's like almost like a theme song.
Yeah.
It has come in there so into an amphitheater, and it riveted throughout. With the people.
Nice. We got a call coming in, Alf. People messaging. Big ups to Sharon. Then St. Andrew, my girl. Terry was shouting a bit in her song. Stage presence was good, but she was shouting last night. Carol B said, good evening. All the place is good, but my only concern is how Don Ross came so far. Don't he should be in the first seven. I think Don Ross was good last night. But, you know, he was new, and no one probably expected much of him. So, you know, probably that way most people ain't focusing on your placements. And it's funny that if once you get the first two or three right, people don't really study who come in 15, 16 for all them things. It happens. I just want to say good evening to Steve. Steve, good evening, sir.
Sluggy?
Yes, please.
There's Alf, right? Again. You listen to me, Sluggy?
Yes, please.
I am one that is still in favor of the two song. We decided to open the floodgates to have 18 or 19. But let us be honest. Apart from about 10 or 11 of those that were there, their presence, man, this boy should be there. Which means what you're saying to me, that you have 10 or 11 persons who you believe got a great chance. You can hear me? Hello?
Okay, we can take it. I know we come back. We can have a quick chat with Steve. Steve, after this, as we come back to you, we have a hand here on the line, and we have a caller on the line as well. Beijing Rhythm and Rain, we coming back.
Trumpover City presents Fireworks 2023 on VOB 92.9 FM. This Trumpover, Monday to Friday, approximately 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Join me, Ronnie Clark, with special co-hosts Ingrid the Live Wire Holder and Wayne Punka Willock. Music, news, interviews, your calls, and much more on Fireworks. VOB 92.9 FM, Monday to Friday, 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Miss this and blame yourself. Security, White House style, and the bar is solid. Fireworks is brought to you in association with West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call, 271-4933.
I'll give you the facts. All four Starcom Network radio stations finished in the top six most listened to of 16 radio stations in Barbados, with VOB 92.9 FM and Hot 95.3 as the leaders. The numbers don't lie. Keep listening to the Starcom Network of stations for more facts about our performance in the latest independent media survey by DB Research Services. Radio works with the Starcom Network of stations. VOB 92.9 FM, Hot 95.3 FM, Life 97.5 FM, and the Beat 104.1 FM.
Bag and Bin, Green Nation, Bees Recycling, and Garbage Master are helping you to dispose your waste responsibly. Join the Bag and Bin Drive and do your part in creating a greener Barbados with this recycling initiative. Sort your glass, plastic, cans, and drop them off in bags at the following locations: Bees Recycling in King Garden, St. Thomas, Carlton Supermarket, Black Rock, or Emerald City, 6 Roads, St. Philip, between 8 a.m. and 4:45 p.m., Mondays to Saturdays. And the Garbage Masters Limited branded skip in Royal Westmoreland, St. James, on Saturdays, starting June 24th. For more information and to participate in the events, call 430-5517 or 1-8. Bag and Bin with Green Nation. Let's go green together.
Life 97.5 FM is now 10 years. Celebrate with us at the Life 97.5 FM Anniversary Concert. Inspire. Life 97.5 FM, celebrating a decade with Kevin Downswell from Jamaica on the Grace Tour. Releasing his new album, Grace.
I call it Grace.
Samuel Midas. And our very own Nisha Woods. Sunday, August 20th at the Abundant Life Assembly, Bank Hall, St. Michael, at 6 p.m. sharp. Get your $60 tickets now at TicketNation.bb and the Inspire Box Offices, CS Pharmacy, The Nation Fontabelle, Starcom Network, New Look Company, Robert Street, Empowered Sky Mall, High Class Boutique, Sheraton Mall, A&B Music Supplies, Wildy, Pawnbrokers International, BlackRock, Massey Shorepay, Warren's, Visual Oasis, Six Roads, and the Cotrington College Office, St. John, or pay 70 at the door. Buy now at only $40 for children 12 and under, or pay 50 at the door. Don't miss Inspire, the concert, Life 97.5 FM. Celebrating a decade. Life 97.5 FM. Listen, love, live.
18 minutes after 7 o'clock, this is Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme with your host, Sluggy Dunn.
Yes, please, shout out to Square Circle and shout out to Blue Escape. Renowned Canadian social circus camp, free August 8th. To August 19th, we have Clarence and Steve come and give us a quick word about this camp. Please let us know where will this camp be located and how many spaces are available.
Hello, Sluggy.
Yes, please.
How's everybody doing out there in Barbados? I'm back here.
Oh, nice.
From Toronto, Canada. Steve and I are here. And so the camp starts Tuesday. And there's very little spaces left, and we want to fill them up. So it's going to be first come, first serve. And it starts at Tuesday morning. And it is at the school, at the Earl Barrow Center at UWE, at the campus.
Well, the Earl Barrow Center at the University of the West Indies, people that's there in KFL St. Michael. The Earl Barrow Center at UWA KFL camp starts Tuesday at what time?
9 o'clock in the morning, 9 till 3.
9 till 3 p.m. And it's the Monday to Friday camp?
Yes, starting Tuesday, Monday to Friday. And then Friday, next week, we're going to have a big presentation show. We're working with Humber College. We're using technology, circus, with Seven Fingers as well. A renowned company, one of the world-renowned companies from Montreal as well. So it's coming to Barbados, and we're going to build something very unique.
Well, that's awesome. So if some of our children wants to get involved, shout outs again, once again, to Square Circle, shout outs to Blue Escape teaming up with Seven Finger, you know, the renowned Canadian social circus camp. And this is absolutely free. It's a summer program from August 8th. He said it's starting this Tuesday at 9 a.m. until August 19th, this Tuesday. It's starting Blue Escape. And it is 11 to 17 is are the ages?
Correct. If they're 18 and they can fool us, then we'll let them in. Okay. Because maybe, and we're also what we're going to be looking for, we're also looking for instructors because we want to start a program down here and start a whole year program. And so there'll be jobs. So we're looking to train youth to be a part of our program to start up a square circle here in Barbados as well.
I absolutely love that. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Arabara Center for Creative Imagination, the Arabara Center for Creative Imagination, UWI, Cave Hill, Cave Hill Campus, impressive two-week Monday to Friday social circus program that transform youth by developing their confidence, resilience, courage, and ingenuity. That means that this is not just a camp for a circus. This circus is not animals or anything like that.
No. It's a new kind of circus. So
it's performing. That's performing art.
Yeah, performing arts theatrical. Where you circus, we tour you different disciplines in the circus, and we bring them together. But what we're going to do here in Barbados that makes it really unique is we're bringing technology, low-tech technology, motion capture that you've seen on movies. We're going to bring that to teach the youth.
Nice.
So eventually, one day, they could get jobs performing these shows like how they do in Canada.
Well, and which will open up. These introducing our youth to these skills for sure will open up more jobs because, you know, youth will be able to get much more jobs. And as you know, in these places all over the world, it's got jobs in these areas at all times. Just that our youth might not have the opportunity to learn or hone or create some of these skills. So I think what you're doing is absolutely amazing. Can you tell me some of the benefits besides just getting jobs in the circus? Is there any educational benefits or development benefits to doing a camp or a program like yours? Any children manage to get scholarships or anything like that in other disciplines? Does this help you with other sports and so on as well? Will this build any other skills that will be useful in other sports as well?
Yes, it does. What it does for basically for education, and why is it? It's the first kind of circus that builds sports and arts culture together, where you know. Mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
And the whole idea of putting together, you know, the social program, a social circus, understanding, you know, trust, all these kind of things that we build inside of our program and friendships. And the whole thing with education, for instance, we got four kids with our program that started with their program that are 10 years old and now come down here to Barbados and now running the program. And as well as for athletes, you see a lot of athletes now are juggling because what it is, it builds that whole mental capacity of eye-hand coordination. And these are the things you see a lot of race car drivers, a lot of basketball players are starting to.
Yeah, cricket and cricketers too. When you playing cricket.
Cricket? Oh, God. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like tennis, cricket, any racket sport, baseball, these kind of things. That whole thing of understanding motion. And that's what comes together with this whole program. And if I could tell you, now because we are first come, first serve, the website, I would like to talk to website and say that a lot. Website is blueescapefest.com.
Yes.
So what it is BLUESCFEST.com.
Yeah, BLUESCFEST.com. I will make sure you continue to share the information. Of course, salute to the National Peace Program and my peeps who are one of the partners with the program. It is 11 to 17 years old, absolutely free. So if you're 18 and you could treat him, he will let you in the camp as well. Few spaces available. BLUESCFEST.com. Make sure you visit that website now and sign up your young ones. Make sure you get them involved. Few spaces available. And you heard all the tremendous benefits that it has. You said the camp is starting this Tuesday at the UWI Cave Hill Campus, the Arabara Center for Creative Imagination. I love it. Shout outs to Blue Escape. Shout outs to Squared Circle, you know. Choosing Barbados as one destination that offering these opportunities to our young ones free. You know, the different kind of circles where they use arts, culture, and technology, not animals. And, you know, I totally support that. Once again, please give us the information, please, Clarence, before you go. And of course, we know you can push this all week on my social media platforms. But before you go, please tell us where the camp will be, what time it's starting, and where do you need people to go to sign up for your camp. And shout out to Steve in the background there. Quiet, man. My buddy, quiet, Steve. Don't feel like don't feel like
good night, good night. Wait, I was going to bring in Steve. I was going to do the big introduction. So now I don't want to say too much.
Yeah.
But what it is, this whole program is going to culminate into a 1 year, into a whole programming show in November the 11th, the week of November the 11th. And I'm going to have Steve talk about that. We can't say too much, but we're going to be doing a festival.
So, yeah, there's going to be the kids that go through the summer camp are going to be able to participate November 11th, the week of November 11th, actually up at Heyman's factory that's just been renovated, and there'll be a live concert, about 15,000 people on the land out front. There'll be a major act coming, we're bringing in from the US to perform. So the kids will participate in that as well and get to show all the skills they learned to be on stage live. And we're also teaming up with a live stream partner to broadcast this to the world. So local artists can participate and get on stage as well and perform. And have their music carried around the world. So it's a lot of things unfolding at once. And I do want to thank the Barbados government for sponsoring and funding the youth program starting next week. It's been a long program and work with the government, who have been incredibly supportive for this, and the Prime Minister directly, who's endorsed the program. So we thank everyone. There's been some great local sponsors, yes, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of good stuff happening.
Awesome. Go ahead, Ollie.
No, just a quick thing, guys. Please keep us informed about that concert that's coming to Barbados.
Yes,
please.
Yes. Of course. Of course.
Ollie, you guys. Ollie, you're the top of the list. But we're hoping in about a month to be able to announce who it is. There's already some rumors circulating out there, but we can't confirm nor deny anything. But it will be a big show. Big show.
Oh, nice. This song, I like this song a bit. Degrassi. This song that sounds real special. When you know you hear Canada, you can. You can't got Bajans anticipate what can happen because they get straight ready and get taken direct. So don't do that. Anything you say Canada and it's a surprise, Bajans going to take Drake. And then if it ain't Drake, they're going to be extremely disappointed. That's warning you in the early.
Yeah. It won't be Drake. So I'll tell you it out of America. We'll start with that. But there might be special guests from Canada. We'll say that.
Oh, nice. Absolutely love that. Of course, as it coming up to the date, you know my doors are always open. You know, we have a relationship, and I can make sure I always share your information. My youngsters will come to your camp and benefit tremendously. You know, when you come Barbados, you get to see ours, and we come into Canada and make sure ours to see you. We can keep this relationship going, and you know, the closer we bring our cultures together and the smaller we make the world, the more it will benefit our youth. So that is my aim, and I know that is your aim. It wants to be finding positive things for the youth to do that they would like and enjoy doing. That is what is extremely important, and that's what we aim to do. So salutes to you 1,000%.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. So if I can mention one more time.
Of course.
The website.
Go ahead, buddy.
Is BLUESCFest. @gmail.com.
Yes, BLUEFEST@gmail.com.
Hold on, Sluggy. Hold on, because I heard something different. Guys,
that's where you email to sign up. You can send an email there and just say.
Can you repeat that for us, please, so we make sure we have it right?
Yeah, just repeat the
BLUECFEST@gmail.com. And if anybody has any problems, I think, can they call the radio station? Because you have the info?
Yes, please. Of course.
They can call the radio station?
Of course. Artists hit up Sluggy. Just hit me up and they got one. I want to know where to find me anywhere. Just find me. They all know where to find me and I will get them hooked up. That's no problem at all. Once again, thanks a million for passing through Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. I hope you enjoy your stay in Barbados. And of course, we can have lunch very, very soon.
Thank you,
Sluggy.
You're most welcome.
Thank you, guys.
You're most welcome, my brother. Peace. All we have a call of 434-1790. All you see the calls this year going crazy. Alf and Ahanje gone. Shout outs to Alf. Shout outs to Ahanje. On the outside. Good evening, back on the Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme caller.
Doesn't appear as if she's still there. Sucks.
Call of frozen up.
Ma'am. Hello. No.
Shout outs to iWeb. Congratulations to iWeb again. Big ups. Big ups to Adrian Clark on coming second as well. Maximum respect to iWeb was iWeb was first. Adrian Clark was second. Third place was Quan. No Quan who was last year's winner. I think coming with a new song that no one knew. That no one heard before, bringing fresh lyrics, fresh melody, and still placing in top three. I think that's phenomenal, and that just proves that Quan is here to stay and he'd be a force to be reckoned with going forward in the future. You know, he's a very, very good performer, so congratulations to Quan on a wonderful job. 4341790, 4341790, Billboard was fourth. We want to hear. Let us, we don't have a recording of Quan's song. Quan's song wasn't recorded, so we can't hear that. Second place was ASC. We want to hear John Yard's song. John Yard's song was Gospel According to John. We want to hear, Terry's song. I want to know what you all think Terry didn't place in the top five. That seems to be the big discussion. Look for Cat, Piss, and Pepper. This is Terry, and Terry came 11th, but I personally thought that she did a very, very good job. I thought she was good. I thought she was at least good enough to be in the top seven. For sure, at least the top seven, at least sixth or seventh. But I was wrong. The judges' decision is finals, and I hope that Terry keeps coming back. I hope she don't quit. I hope she don't take a break. I hope she keep coming and keep knocking at the door, because she got what it takes to be the Calypso Queen of Barbados very, very soon. And I hope that she knows that. You got
Sluggy. You were at the show. You watched.
I was at the show.
Okay, because in the studio, I was listening to Ronnie, Kid Sight, and Carol.
Yeah.
Carol was doing the backstage interviews, and Kid Sight and Ronnie were giving us their insights. And they were saying the delivery and the delivery of the punchlines wasn't being as clearly done as it should have been done, especially in this song from Terry. That was the word from our team on the ground.
That she wasn't delivering the punchlines? Yeah,
and not only for Terry, for quite a few of the Clipsonians, from what I was hearing from Ronnie and Kid Sight, the delivery of the punchlines was not done clear enough. When you got your certain lines that you can really hit home with, they just sounded normal.
We left a Kid Sight number. Actually, let you call Kid Sight.
You want to go with Terry?
Yeah, let me hear Terry. We left a Kid Sight number.
Waiting like a
Manners, 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 and respect. Yes, yes, yes. Loving it, loving it. Remember Soca 4.0, Soca 4.0, August 6, 6 p.m., National Botanical Gardens, Team TC, Team TC. Then you got Team Blood. Then we have Team Ram. Then we got Team Edwin, Mr. Rick, Hit Rick, Rick Rick, Team Rick. Then we got Team Mikey. August 6th, National Botanical Gardens, 6 p.m. Tickets, regular tickets, $40 at the door is just $50 for all of that action. August 6th, August 6th, National Botanical Gardens, August 6th, Soca 4.0, and we outside. Boom. Yes, please. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. We're doing the Pick of the Crop review. Pick of the Crop review. Let me know how you're feeling, the places, the atmosphere. Did you went? Did you watch? Did you listen? Talk to me.
Good evening, Sluggy. I was there.
Aye. That's what you want to talk to, man. You was there live in the flesh. Let me go.
I was there. The judges have it right this time.
Aye.
Perfect.
So
I was backing Terry all along through the season.
Uh-huh.
But last night she didn't give it that punch that she did at the judging. If she had given that, she would have come a little higher up. I'm telling you, she did not give it that punch.
Okay.
But the show was good.
Okay.
Good competition.
Yes.
And our Calypso is in good hands. Those young boys, the young girls that now come on board.
Yes.
I love it.
Love.
They are in good hands.
But nice.
Are you ever there for this? And
them
gonna take over.
Yeah, and
good hands.
Are you ever got long to go? Are you ever about 12?
He stay young.
Are you ever about 12 years younger than ASC, which is basically people ain't know. You know me. Are you ever? You just got more crowns than them, but
are you ever far younger? I said this. I ever got it shorter. Yeah.
Are you ever even younger than me?
Alright then.
I was a youngster. Yes, mine was a great show. Yeah. But
I enjoy it. It was good. Good show.
Yes, a great show. Love. And where you calling from?
Christchurch.
So what's your name?
Sonia.
Big up Sonia from Christchurch. Christchurch is a big place, but she represents
Kingsland.
Well, good. Look, you don't want people to represent. You don't want to represent Kingsland. Kingsland, Christchurch, locked on. She said the judges got it right. Perfect.
Right. She was.
She
got it right.
She tell me.
Our dog Kwan came with a new song.
Yeah.
He performed. He delivered last night.
Yeah, I know it is. I know maybe Beijing see a punch. I know Beijing's looking for, and
exactly.
And what Terry and other youngsters got to understand about competition is
experience. Won that show last night.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Your
and although
they now have to learn how to do it.
Although the judges,
Bloodstone was not as popular as Capis and Pepper, but he knows how to get up in there. Experience won the show last night, but the rest they will learn. They're coming. They will learn.
No problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyhow, you enjoy your show every Saturday, and thanks a lot.
Well, I appreciate that. Mine, I appreciate.
I don't call it, but I do listen.
Well, thank you so much. And what's your name again?
Sonia
from Kingsland Christchurch. Big up Sonia from Kingsland Christchurch. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, Ollie. On when Beijing's, I know Beijing's is looking for, you know, And you know, some of the judges might say no, they don't be influenced by the crowd. And judges will say, well, they are trained musicians and they're looking for different things other than the average person. You know, that way they are judges. But when you hear Beijing's talk, I'm extremely willing to argue that I know what the judge is looking for. I ain't judge looking for what Beijing's looking for. See that punch that we talk about, Ollie? That punch and what people say they may punching. I understand perfectly what Ronnie and K-Site mean. Which two of them was in the finals a lot? You know what I mean? Ronnie was in the finals a lot and K-Site got about four crowns. K-Site won a hat trick, three in a row. So they would know very well what they're speaking about. And when they say that punch, you know, Beijing's won't feel like you coming up fighting, you coming up swinging. Like, they won't feel like if you're the boxer, Ollie, you don't come in the ring and running from the boxer. You aren't running from the punches. You come in the ring and going straight for the boxer head. You want to cuff off the other boxer head. You understand? You're in the ring, Ollie, me, you're in combat. And what Beijing's want is when they step in that ring to box, Ollie, coming to box you. Not a running about, dodging. When they don't say you can win, you win because of tech. Nah, they don't want you in the ring, box me.
I can tell you something quickly, Sluggy, that I realize. I don't know if anybody else picked it up, but you had about 10 people speaking about two other artists.
Right.
So a lot of Clipsonians were mentioning iWeb.
Lost already.
Adrian Clark.
And they can't compete.
And so to me, it kind of put the focus, it turned the focus and the spotlight away from them.
And that's their camp.
Onto those two.
And that is the mistake of their camp. Because like for me now, when my youngsters, Ollie Ray, you know, a lot of people, the public love me. Don't get attacked. The system and enough artists don't like me, you know, but the public, the reason why we hear so long, because the public, the average person on the street love me. Because they just keep it real. Like, not people don't be real in a camp. You can't go in a competition yet. I don't care who you are. Are you beating Adrian Clark is one of the greatest ever. And iWeb beating him. So study how great iWeb is. You can't get in a competition shooting at iWeb. You know what I mean? You gotta know where you are. You gotta know your place. You gotta know what you're going to achieve. If you're going to a battle in a competition, battling iWeb only, and you forget everybody else, you end up in 8th, 9th, 10th, sometimes 16th. You know what I mean? Sometimes last. Because, like, you're battling a monster that you're ready for yet. You know what I mean? Like, you're behind the monster ready for yet. But we got two callers. We have two callers. Last night, I thought Terry was good. I thought Terry should have been in the top seven. But apparently, everybody think different to me. And I totally accept the callers and responses. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Talk to Uncle Sluggy.
Manners and respect.
We have two callers good on the line.
Good evening. Other caller. Let the other caller say good night. Good night, other caller.
Yeah, good night, Sluggy. How are you?
I'm good, man. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling right now. I'm in Bibby's Lane.
Good.
I'm Black Rock Man.
And Black Rock Man. You had a caller calling from where?
I called for Crab Hill.
Good. So I want to hear the. What, Crab Hill? I want to hear the Crab Hill. You know, I did Crab Hill all last week. I love it there, boy. Then it went down with my girl Sandy. You know, if you know Sandy's, tell you the way. Shout out to Sandy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. That we're talking about. So talk to me, Crab Hill, first. What you like about the competition? You went, you listen?
I expected iWeb to win.
Good.
So I had the top three in my list.
You had the top three. So you had iWeb. Good, we got 6 minutes. We had iWeb.
Yes.
You had AC and you had Quan.
Yeah.
You bang on. How old are you, may I ask?
14.
Wait. Ollie, wait. How old are you?
14.
What's your name?
Rogerio?
You are a musician?
I want to be a part-time musician, but not fully.
What you want to do? You want to sing, play? What you want to do?
Play
an instrument. Which instrument you play?
Piano.
I love me this year. But you play piano? You know, yeah. Barbados, you know piano players and Barbados met money. You know, is wanting everybody's needed a piano player.
Yeah, my father, he tell me about it all the time.
Your father tells us all the time. Your dad is a musician too? Or he just know the business?
He know the business.
Well, good. And what school do you attend?
Yeah, Alexander School.
Shout out to the Alexander School, your teacher. Mr. Grizz. Mr. Grizz, correct. Oh, top drummer, Chad?
Yeah.
Chad Grizz, yes, big up Chad Grizz, that my buddy, a top class musician. He plays drummer Promise. Right, drummer Promise, yeah, that's who's Chad Grizz. So talk to me. You said this one is 14 years old, Ollie, and he had the top three bang on. Any places surprised you last night?
Terry. I had Terry at 6.
I had Shane. We talked separate people so. You see what you've loved me, Ollie? You see what you've loved me, cause we take a lie. I had Shane my top 7, bro. Like real talk. Like so that's go ahead.
But as the previous caller said, she ain't bring the punch as Michelle and Justin.
So Beardon's looking for Ollie. That Beardon's looking for that punch. Iweb
had it head on.
Yeah, I agree. Iweb was on from the start. Black Rock Man, come in. Black Rock Man, we patch you in this conversation last night. Did you watch or listen?
I listened to some, right? But I didn't really get into it like before. I was into Crop Over before, but I must say that the thing about this year is being that there was not having the party monarch, that it bring out a lot of social commentary. I'm a social commentary man, so yeah. I am very pleased about that, and I'm hoping that even if them do bring back the party monarch, or when they do bring it back, or I forget it should come back, that we will still get enough social commentary, because they think that was lacking over the years, because obviously the party make the more money.
God works mysterious ways.
I think that the commentary, we still need that. That is what the society does feed on.
Okay, so you didn't get to listen.
I, only to Sam. I doze off too, and then I get back and I listen to the rest. So I even want to comment on it that kind of way.
No problem. Are we going to the caller?
A lot of people fell asleep, Sluggy.
Thank you, Black Rock. Crab Hill, thank you, Crab Hill. And I want you to make sure you keep locked on to the station. And next week, make sure you call in. We'll have a conversation with your young keyboard player, Alexander Student. And
What's his name again, sir? What's your name, sir? This gentleman.
Okay, no problem. Have a good night as well. Crab Hill, call back in. Crab Hill, want to get your name. Want to get your name.
Crab Hill, we want to give you
contact information. Want to get your name and contact information. And I'm doing some work, ironically, in Crab Hill in the Terra St. Lucie. I work in every community in Barbados, but I started some work in Crab Hill this week. So I'm interested in hearing a lot of young people like yourself. So make sure you call back in. I'll be going to call it to Pat Show, 434-1790. Manners and respect. Manners and respect.
Gentlemen, before we get there, I just want to say we have Rogerio back on the line. So, Rogerio, we want to give you Sluggy's contact information.
Rogerio, don't move. Don't move. Ollie, don't dump you off yet. Rogerio, stay on the line. Manners and respect, caller. Talk to me.
It is Radical Brian.
Radical. Again. Radical.
Brian.
Radical Brian. Music, yes, please.
And also, Ollie's schoolmate.
Nice. Brian.
Yes, so did you get to watch or listen?
I listened to it last night.
You get it to the all? You listen to all?
Yeah, I listen to all. Good. I listen to all.
So let me hear your thoughts on the first seven places. Do you know the seven places?
Well, I know that I Webb and Adrian Clark have the whole thing in their hand.
Yeah. Who you had to win? Who you had to win, though?
Well, obviously, I had Terry to win last night. You know that she was hard done last year.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it was not to be. But so nevertheless...
After last night's performance and you hear it on the radio, you thought that she would have still come in top seven?
Yes, most definitely.
Me too, and I thought so too. But a lot of callers seem to think that she didn't have that punch. But ain't she saying sometimes, maybe you hear business talking about that punch, right, Brian? Right, Brian? Sometimes business, then we listen for, you know, like the gossip and singing at people and punching at them. Sometimes that what it does be. And if you're in a competition on a BIM, you got to come out swinging like that. That's what picking the crop like that, with the crowd like that, with the judges like
that. That's right.
Sluggy, you're saying exactly what Kid Sight and Ronnie were saying last night. Ryan, in terms of being a musician, I know you are a musician, especially at your church. What church do you attend again, Ryan, please?
At the Berean Bible Church,
mm-hmm.
which is located in Hodges Attorney.
That's
right. And you play several instruments there, sir?
I play the guitar, mostly guitar, and I sing.
Yes.
And I conduct the choir.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So it was you think in terms of musically, song and Adrian's song, who would have the better song musically to you?
Well, I Webb did a good job last night, and I find Adrian Clark's song as a sympathetic note to I Webb.
Yeah.
Because you know the situation with I Webb and
That what I was saying too, when I hear the song, I think the same thing. You know, like, for me now, we had I Webb or Adrian to win the crown last night based on performance and what I know people like at the finals. You know what I mean? What you know people like. But then, you know, same you think of the song, like, it was a sympathetic song, a song to I Webb, you know, and it's basically a song saying, I come here to come second. So Adrian tell you in the song, I come here to come second. So in my mind, I know it was Adrian and I Webb. Even spoke to Adrian's daughter, told her last night, Adrian and I Webb. You know what I mean? I know it was always good like that. But in my mind, you know, you're like, no, Adrian comes second because the man telling I Webb, honey, huffy the crown, that's why I come second. I find like I find that it bull. I don't know why Adrian do it. I don't know if he didn't believe he could have beat you or what. But when you're hearing the man singing the song, I know it may have been satire. Shout outs to Eric Lewis. I know he may have being sarcastic, saying that huffy your crown, you ain't gonna win this one though. They're trying to be sarcastic. But for me, words real powerful. So telling a man that is so good, huffy the crown. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like, I can't envision you beating a man when you telling the man, I just come here to come second.
Another thing too. I even told a friend on FB a few hours ago.
Yeah.
That Quan is a force to be reckoned with.
For sure. If Quan here to stay, Quan remind me of like how AC and you have certain boys coming in at the young. You know, like,
that's right.
You could tell that. You could tell that once Quan there, Quan gonna be a pain in the front. You could tell that once Quan in the finals, You go watch it. You go watch it. He's one of the artists.
And both Kwan and Iwet are inspired by Dr. Anthony Gabby Carter.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Anthony Carter wrote Kwan's song, Sing Kwan Sing. I still yet to feel it to the fullest. Even though it's like, no, Gabby's Burn with Hard and Burn was about Gabby's vision from Jackie O'Pill, the late Jackie O'Pill. But on Kwan's side, it was a vision from Black Sterling telling Kwan to continue singing.
Yeah. Kwan's song, I like Kwan's performance last night. Kwan's performance was good. For me, I didn't think Kwan was better than Terry. If I'm being honest, I thought Kwan was as good as. I didn't think that Terry was better than Kwan either. But I thought that Kwan was as good as Terry. You know what I mean? So if Kwan come before she or she come before, he wouldn't have been vexed. But I didn't see Kwan third and Terry 11th. You were late. Even if Terry shout, like shouting can't stop because men is shout and win the crown. Like, you know what I mean? Men is shout, men is be hoarse, men is be off key, men is sing flat and win the crown and thing. So shouting or singing good can't be in it. You know what I mean? Because they men sing, watch men sing hoarse on flat and win the crown still. Boy. Watch men shout hoarse and still win the crown. You know what I mean? And not saying that they deserve it because for it for picking the crowd, there's got unwritten rules. You know what I mean? There's got unwritten rules in competition. You can't just study music. You got to cut people's tail. You know what I mean? And last night, to me, Terry wasn't that bad to be 11th.
No, man. 11th? I think it was a disadvantage.
Yeah, I know Billboard would have done well. But I didn't think Billboard was that much better than Terry. Lyrically, yes. But presentation, performance, rendition, all the other areas, I thought that Terry was better than Billboard ain't by far. But Billboard come fourth and she come 11th. You know, and Billboard is extremely clever, so Billboard understand competition, but Billboard come there for a purpose. So God can always be pointing, so you know, Billboard kind of to push a message, which you can't refute the message, which I totally support. So anything Billboard come, God can just work with he, and he's a top-class musician. And
of course, most definitely, because I saw him playing bass at the Gospel Fest in 2006.
Yeah.
On the hill.
Yes.
I never forget that.
Yes. So shout out.
Brian, thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks, Brian, man.
Before y'all go, right, I just want to thank two sets of people. The Wall Street Boys for doing a wonderful job with Shane Jones' lyricist.
Yes, shout out, salute Shane and Jones.
One of our greatest musicians for all time from Barbados Community College, Mr. Roger Gittins.
Yeah, that's my mentor for life. Salutes to Mr. Roger Gittins. You know, that's who we learned a lot again from, and I think Roger Gittins is an icon in our community. You know what I mean? He's one of the stalwarts. He's someone that should be given whatever the highest artist is, anything like him anymore. Whatever the highest artist is,
I could quite well be there to say it myself too.
Yeah, when you think of the level and the quality of musicians that pass through him and the knowledge and so many great people, like he's one of the people responsible for myself. Wow. You know what I mean? And I ain't the biggest name, but you know what I mean. Like, but he's one of the people responsible for who I am today.
But thanks to him, also thanks to the Water Street Boys. Period. Just for the music that they've been producing.
Yeah, Shane Jones and everybody big up on himself and doing the wonderful job.
Stuggy,
big up Ryan.
I just want to give the young man your information.
Yes, please. 832-4365. 832-4365. Just make sure you WhatsApp me in about an hour or so. It will come and check you, and I want to have a conversation with you for sure. And I want you to keep locked on and keep doing positive work. And I'm glad that you love and enjoy social commentary. Quick, before we go, we can end the show with you. I want you to tell Barbados why you like social commentary and this type of music so much.
To me, it is quite interesting because you learn a lot.
Yes, I love that. Give me your name again and where you're from.
Rogerio Bass, and I'm from Crab Hill.
Rogerio Bass, Crab Hill, St. Lucie, Ollie, 14 years old, attends the Alexandra Secondary School. Salutes to you, my boy. Good young man. Barbados, I thank you so much for keeping it locked. Thank you so much for rocking with me. My boy, Ollie, working hard behind the boards. You know, you may not hear Ollie a lot, but everything behind the scene he's doing, I just come here, sit down, and talk. So you got to give all credits to him. You know, not people up on ear don't do these things, but you can tell me the truth. You know, you just come, sit down, put my earphones, and get to relax and enjoy. And Ollie's be doing all the hard work, handling the phones, handling the board, selecting the music, making sure my emails come through, making sure the ads play, everything else Ollie's doing. So Ollie can always keep it real as long as I live. Thank you, my brother, because you can do it, because you can do what you do. So I salute you.
One love, Sluggy. They got to see you how to show, as usual, ranging from teenagers dog, to senior God citizens. God is good. Congrats.
Life is good, nah? Life is good, Ollie boy. Life is great, man. Barbados, I love one for real. They gone.